Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Welcome to another edition of The Heal It Show, where we turn life's challenges into pathways of healing, purpose, and possibility. You know, if you look around today, I don't have to tell you this, but you know, you see the political violence now, you're seeing the separation between red and blue and green and white and whatever color you are. You know, you see that separation there, you look at communities that have torn apart, families torn apart, unemployment, homeless around us. You know, this leaves a lot of people without dignity, without hope. You know, we've got our environmental issues out there. We've got, and you know, you turn on the news, you got war going on now again, you know, and not that it went away, still been going on the planet consistently for I don't know how many decades now. You know, don't you sometimes feel like maybe you can't do anything? Well, I know you can. I know that there's a few things that we can do. Today, we're going to be talking about how you can actually embrace the concept of peace. Yeah, I remember John Lennon when I was growing up, let peace be heard, right? You know, he wrote a lot of songs around peace, but, you know, we started to embrace it a little bit. But I think we can do more today. You know, it's my world that if you want to change the world, it's pretty easy to do, at least your part. You got to change yourself. You got to increase your energy, your frequency, and your vibration to a place of peace, harmony, coherence with the universe. Some of you know that I work with Dr. Irvin Laszlo for the last couple of years. You know, we've had 450,000 people watch my summits that I've put on. And you know that his whole message, if you don't know Laszlo, he's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize twice, and he's written about 106 books. But his whole message is oneness, that we're all connected, we're all one. You know, why is that message of oneness so important? Because it brings peace. It brings peace into a world that, like I just said, is in chaos. And by the way, you know, if you look back in history, I'm a history buff. I love looking at history. Pretty much things haven't changed a lot, right? But certain people have changed. And I hope you're on board to do that. So, you know, this path, this show that I've been doing here, what I do is I bring in teachers that know cause and effect. They know cause and effect. They know, you know, whether you're trying to heal mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually, which everything seems to come out of that. If you want to really heal something, okay, you have to get on a journey. You have to get on a quest. But you also have to set your intention for what you want, right? I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but I want you to step up into it in a greater way. It's like today we're going to be talking about peace. We're going to talk about, I have a very special guest. She's got a book, The Change Guide on Peace, right? So we're going to talk about how you can really embrace it in your life. And listen, I know some of you are stressed out. Some of you are going from, you know, to TikTok, to Facebook, to Instagram, to LinkedIn, back to TikTok. You're consumed with some of that. Some of you are, you know, consumed with TV. Some of you are consumed with shopping or overeating, or, you know, you're running around. Why is that? Because there's an emptiness. There's a part of our heart and our soul that needs to be healed, right? There is. We have this emptiness. That's why people run around so far. But when you can get still, when you can tune in, when you can tune off some of the things you're doing, tune out, then all of a sudden you go to stillness. You know, it was Leonardo da Vinci that said, isolation is the price of greatness. The great sage Yogananda said, stillness is the price of greatness. You have Jesus going in the Garden of Gethsemane and meditating for 40 days and 40 nights, right? Stillness, right? Do they know something we don't? Well, maybe we need to tune into that and get a little quieter within ourselves so that we can have peace right now. Even when the world trembles, you can have peace within you. And that's my message today. And, you know, all of us are interconnected. All of us can take compassionate actions today, right? Maybe there's somebody you know that's suffering or hurting. Maybe it's you. Maybe you can start to give yourself some compassion or get on the phone and somebody that's hurting, give them a little compassion, right? Give them a little love, right? What happens? Time we do that, not only do we change the world and upshift the consciousness in the world a little bit, we change ourselves, right? We connect, reconnect to that divine peace that's within all of our hearts. So inner stillness is a thing to do. Cultivate a quiet mind. Cultivate stillness. If you do, you will have peace. Okay, that's my commentary for today. And what I want to do now is take a quick break. And when I get back, we're going to have my first guest, an only guest, an amazing guest. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Candy Foster, and I have a very special guest today, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino. Elizabeth, I nailed that, baby.
You did. How do you know? they get it right in New Jersey all the time, my husband's name. I love it. How are you, Ken?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Good. It's it's beautiful here in Maine. It's over 80 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm out in the Phoenix area, and it's definitely over 80 today. You know, it's beautiful weather this time of year, though. It's as long as it's under 100 out here, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, so they had the dome closed for one of the football games because it was so hot out. It's like,
Nice. Well, listen, some of you may not know Elizabeth, and I'd like to let you know a little bit about her. She's a best-selling author, master life coach, and founder of the Best Ever You Network. By the way, I went there and checked that out. That is such a cool network you founded. Very cool. So her best-selling books, The Change Guidebook, The Success Guidebooks, and Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through, have transformed lives of readers worldwide. She's been a leader in personal development and peace education, which we're talking about today because I know you got the new book coming out. And so much more. I mean, you were talking to me, you know, off camera about, you know, your 30-year marriage, your four sons, how successful you've become. You know, that doesn't happen by accident. It happens because the beliefs and choices are in alignment with the coherence, I believe, of the divine, of God. And in your alignment in some way that are making all of this, in probably in a big way, many ways, I should say.
So. And the people around you, too, when you feel like you need to quit or you're having a rough day. It's really nice when you surround yourself with love and people who believe in you. I think that's so important to have those people that you can reach for when things get tricky or difficult. Or, you know, it's not always that straight line towards something successful. It's pretty bumpy. Kind of curvy, actually. Kind of. all over the place.
It's very curvy, you know. And when I got onto radio, first thing I did was put a team around me that knew a whole bunch more about that than me. I got on podcast. I did the same thing. When I got on TV, I put a bunch of TV network owners around me because I didn't know. I'm pretty good at bringing people together and helping them upshift their thinking. So they wanted to be with me. But hey, you know, they supported me when I didn't even know how to speak the language.
Yeah.
So that's what you're talking about. Find people that, you know, maybe, well, they all have to love you. I don't put people around me that don't care for me.
You better love me. No.
They can disagree with me, but, you know, I got to feel that love somewhere.
That energy, I think the energy, the love, everything kind of moving in the right direction. And then I think that, you know, like what you said, just that lifelong learning. I mean, I can tell, like, I think we both have that attitude of just like, you know, what are we going to learn from each other, from other people? What are we going to teach people? Like every time you encounter somebody, you think you know something and they teach you something else. Yeah. It's fabulous. Yeah. I think if you're open to that, you can really be so much more well-received than knowing everything. I tried to teach our kids that, like, you know, there's a lot of flight paths that are established, especially like in the baseball world. One of our kids plays professional baseball. I'm like, you know, that flight path is there. Reach out to some of those guys that have been around forever and ever. They're going to love you.
Yeah.
And that's how he's progressed. Yeah. So it's been very interesting to see that in motion, in real life, practical motion.
To have people around you, you have to be humble. Humility, by the way, is the ability to see reality clearly. That's what I've learned. And you also need to have courage. You know, you've got to, you know, courage doesn't show up until you get outside your comfort zone. And asking somebody to be part of your team or be mentor you, that always takes courage. At least it did for me. I don't know about you.
Oh, well, I remember the first time I reached out to Jack Canfield. And he's a buddy of yours. Yeah. Like very first time I'm like, dear Jack, you know, you don't know me, but I, you know, kind of thing. And you know, I wrote right from my heart to Jack Canfield. I'm like, I love you. I've got everything book of yours memorized. You know, the thing about this thick, I've got it completely memorized and on and on and on. And you know, you get that yes back. Yeah. And just that one little yes, even though the no's are stacking up over here, that one little yes can just change your trajectory so far. And give you some confidence and some love and something that you dream of. And so I'm just such a big fan of dreaming big and reaching out and connecting those dots. And if you connect the dot, reach back and help somebody else connect the dot. And just, it just all flows like that.
It all flows like that. And, you know, I'm curious as to your big dreams right now. I know, you know, one of my big dreams is to put on the, you know, like I mentioned in the monologue, you know, we had 450,000 people view our last two summits. And my goal is to have millions of people view those summits and bring together the world leaders that can really unite us into the concepts of oneness more and more, because there's so much separation on the planet. What's your big dream? What's your big one?
My big dream is to see a million people or more percolating peace.
Yeah.
And that's it. Just, you know, percolating peace all day long. And it seems like, you know, as I was writing this book, the Peace Guidebook, which is coming out in April.
Yeah.
I was, you know, Dr. Katie Eastman and I wrote this book together, and we were like, you know, what do we want people to know? And I think what we want people to know is that it starts with you, like kind of what you were saying. It's not that peace isn't the responsibility of anybody else, but, you know, ourselves first. We think we kind of brush the concept off like it's somebody else's responsibility, or it's bigger than us, or there's dignitaries for that and world leaders for that and so forth. And as we were writing the book, I started, I'm like, look, Katie, my neighbors can't even get along. they're fighting over a shrub that they planted between their houses, and they can't even get along. And they've been fighting for a year and a half. And I'm like, you know, we've got to figure that out. What does that mean when people can't, you know, get along, even in the, you know, divorce, marriage, children, just in our own neighborhoods, we're having problems. So I think about peace like that and trying to figure out what can we do to make that better.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, I know I was an arbitrator at one point briefly. And when I think about that, you know, when my wife and I got married, we decided to, you know, bring all our stuff together, right? And I had stuff she didn't care for. She had stuff I didn't care for. And we decided, well, there's millions of things in the world. Why don't we just bring things that we both love into the world, right? Right. In our home. And we did. And, you know, I think of those neighbors. I think, well, there's a million plants. Why don't you guys figure out one that you both love?
Right. That was exactly what I said. I'm like, guys, I've really, like you said, arbitrate. I mean, I feel like the arborist arbitrator over there. I'm like, let's plant a row of them even. I don't know. But whatever, just something other than fighting over trivial things. But things feel insurmountable to people in the moment or the topic or whatever it is. And, you know, it's really quite something to get people on the same page regarding anything these days. So I think Katie and I are suggesting that we, you know, think about that. Just think like your pause, like pause for peace, pause for greater humanity. Take that pause and really think about it before you act, speak, do whatever. And is it contributing to the welfare of the world? You know, to the well-being and of the world. And if it isn't, maybe stop and redirect, do something else. Cause you know, you see it in our, trying to think of everyday applications of peace and bring those forward. It can be even somebody makes you mad at the car dealership. Yep. Or when you're getting your fast food or at the restaurant, your order isn't right. I mean, there's all sorts of ways to behave, act, and respond, and pausing for peace and greater humanity and having that compassion flow from you to another human being. And back if possible.
Well, this is important. This is important what you're saying. And I want my audience right now, just take a moment, just one moment, pause for peace. Pause, just pause. Go into your heart for 1 second, or just take a deep breath and tense your body up and relax. You know, do that 2 or 3 times, relax, pause for peace. I think that is such a key. You know, right now, I was looking up on how many people are stressed in our society. It says there's one study that says 49% of Americans report experiencing significant daily stress. Yeah, I don't know how accurate that is, but listen, there's a bunch of you that are feeling daily stress. Why? The question I like to ask people is, what would you like to experience? What is it you'd like to experience? I don't think you want to experience that. So if not, we have to shift that. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Elizabeth some of the daily practices outside of what we just taught that we might be able to bring more peace into our world. We'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at ukhealthradio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
The station that makes you feel good.
If you've been injured in an accident that's not your fault and you don't have an attorney, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to tell you what your case is potentially worth. Hello, I'm Gina, along with spokesperson Rob. Rob, tell the folks at home who should be calling right now.
Well, just like you said, Gina, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, give us a call right now, and we're going to let you know what your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Rob. So what kind of calls have we been seeing today?
Well, Gina, we're getting calls from all types of accidents today. Work accidents, slip and falls, truck accidents, and most commonly, car accidents. So if you were injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, take that first step, pick up that phone, and give us a call. We're going to answer your questions, and we'll let you know how much money you can get for your accident.
Thanks, Rob. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Take that first step and call now.
Call 800-455-2790.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'll be right back with my guest, Elizabeth, in just 1 second, but I want to mention this to you. We have a YouTube channel out there, and a lot of you are just giving us great comments and watching lots of our shows out there. We've grown YouTube by, 10,000% over the last year, something like that. And you can subscribe. If you're listening to this, you can subscribe at youtube.com at The Courage Network, youtube.com at The Courage Network. Listen, no reason to miss a show. Most importantly, these shows are helping people to transcend their limitations, upshift their thinking, and heal whatever is going on in their life. So we encourage you to pass them on to your families and friends and those that you really care about. All right, we are back with Elizabeth. I'm going to get it right. Hamilton Garino.
That's it. Right. I'm going to say it. Yeah.
And, the book is coming out. It's coming out in April. I'll put it on the screen. It's called The Peace Guidebook. It will be out in April. Where are people going to be able to get the guidebook?
It's everywhere. It's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever books are sold.
Okay.
And Walmart, Target. Yeah,
okay. And, yeah. But right now they can get the Change Guidebook. They can get the Success Guidebook, correct?
Yep. And this one's in pre-order mode.
And this is pre-order, so you can get it right now. You can pre-order it.
Yeah.
Might as well pre-order it, you know?
Right.
Hey, I think if you pre-order it and you set your intention to have peace in your life, no matter what, you're going to let go of the stress, you're going to let go of the overwhelm, you're gonna really be a model for peace in this world. And by the time the book comes, you'll be able to not only be reinforced, you'll be able to check where you are and increase your peace at greater levels. So that's just my thought on that.
Yeah. I think people will like this book too, because our books are structured with narrative from us and then stories from two people and then exercises. So there's two exercises at the end of each chapter so you can implement what we're talking about. So it's a workbook in a way. And if you don't like to write in the book, we've got all of that online and you can download it and everything. So yeah.
What Elizabeth, what stops people from having peace? I mean, we can say stress, but what's underlying stress? What's underlying overwhelm? What's underlying that in your world?
Well, I bring people back to two things usually, gratitude and perspective. So gratitude, I am of the opinion that we aren't entitled to time. So because we're not entitled to time, that means we need to take a moment and have every nanosecond of our life matter. So and once you understand that you're not entitled to time, it sort of shifts you into alignment with your heart, truth, and energy. And that's really what the Change Guidebook is about. And kind of the underlying fundamentals of everything, peace, I think, rest.
Oh, you're talking about radical responsibility for every moment of your life.
Yeah, pretty much radical response. I taught that to our kids. I'm like, yeah, guess what, guys? Radical responsibility. I had this sign on a refrigerator that said, be careful when you follow the masses, for sometimes the M is silent. And that's mean, but, you know, just you have to have responsibility for everything that you think, say, do, write, digest, you know, all of it. And but also have gratitude for everything. So I'm a person who's been resuscitated twice because I have life-threatening food allergies. And I can remember when my dad was a stroke survivor back in 2004, I had food allergies. And there he was in this speed, you know, trying to desperately survive. And I had food allergies and I was like, woe is me, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. And there he was trying to survive. And we were in this situation in a rehab facility with him. And the nurse said, okay, Jim, you're going to do the alphabet game with me. When I say A, you say something that comes to mind. She kind of sidelined me and my mom said, listen, nobody in his condition says anything. And we're like, huh, okay. So she said A and he said aardvark. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And my mom and I are like, drugs. And then he said benevolence, courage, determination, excellence. F was a swear word, goodness, you know, happiness, integrity, joy, you know, love. M was movies, on and on and on. And he just went through the alphabet. And at that moment, I'm like, pen in hand. And that book, Percolate, that I wrote, the very first book, was born. And it was kind of in that moment right there where I'm like, oh, there's no victim mentality here. This is gratitude for every little breath, every little step, every little anything going on. And it just completely, completely changed my perspective about my own life. And seeing him go from 2004 to 2018 with everything for a really long time. And when I went back for Christmas in 2017, he said, listen, kiddo, and I'm one of 11 kids, so there's a lot of us. But for me, I just had a thing with my dad, just a really special relationship with my dad. And he said, listen, this is going to be my last Christmas. And I'm like bawling, like, how, what? And he's like, no, seriously, I'm really sick. You can tell, really. And he said, so ask me anything. And we had this just amazing conversation about life. And I said, what am I going to do without you? Because I hadn't written any books, but my dad was really sick. So I wrote Percolate and that was it. And he goes, listen, I love cats. I'm like a huge cat. And he's like, you're going to put one paw in front of the other and you're going to move forward. And I'm like, that's interesting. And he goes, and you're going to do it with grace, resilience, gratitude. Your moments are going to matter. You're going to be fearless, courageous, you know, all of those words again. I'm like, oh, wow, you know, kind of thing. And it's been really difficult without him. My friends have picked me up off the floor a little bit. And I had really sad without my dad. But what a human being. And he spent that whole next year fighting for his life in the ICU. The whole entire year fighting back and forth, in and out. Kidneys weren't fine. You know, by the end of it, he was hooked up to so many things and it was so sad. But what a cool human being. I saw him do things like I have the success guidebook kind of because of him. Like, here's all the stuff you can do and you don't even know you can do. Stroke or no stroke. I mean, he wrote a book. And after he had a stroke, he wrote a book and he could hardly even see. He was pretty much blind from that stroke and he did it anyway. And he did a lot of things anyway. And he fought through a lot of things anyway. And he just taught me so much. And so when you read my books, there's so much of my dad in my books. Yeah. And he's just right there with me the whole time. He's even in the Peace Guidebook. So thanks. I went on and on, but thank you.
Yeah, that's, well, your dad lived in alignment with honesty, integrity. You know, he obviously created a sense of values within you and understanding how you could trust your own path. Right. You know, I'm sure if your dad was here today, he'd say, you're amazing. Yeah.
I can tell. I've got little things that, I'm sorry, my fingernails are not done, so pardon me, everybody. I needed to paint my fingernails, but you know, I've got, your angels are watching over you. Oh, yeah. I've got all sorts of things hanging around me that remind me that that he's near and dear around here. But yeah, great human being. And my mom's amazing too. My mom's about to turn 80.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool people.
I like to switch over to nonviolence. I'm not sure how we can have peace in the world without nonviolence. I think Gandhi was a great example of that. There's been other people through history that have showed us the way. There's a lot of waysayers that have held peace in their hearts. But, you know, it seems like kind of out of reach for a lot of us. You know, it's like, how do we live nonviolently when we're watching the news and they're saying, yeah, this, you know, they're cheering for somebody's death.
Right.
You
can't even speak. My big thing with this is you can't even say anything without people assuming something about you. It's like, what? I miss the days when it was, when everybody was mostly working together, like more of a moderate type of environment. Yeah. I'm not probably your most political human being, and yet I am in a way, because you just want to go out there and just say, you know, put it all down. And it were so much better loving each other and compassionate. I mean, wouldn't it be cool if you could go anywhere in the world and visit? And just everybody give each other a hug. I dream. You talk about my big dream. And half the time, I don't know if I'm trained to say it out loud. So I don't know if I'm saying it right. So it's literally raw, unfiltered, and like right from my heart about what I've always thought since I was a tiny little kid. I've always said I've been put on the planet to help there be peace. Always. Yeah. And I'm in the middle of 11 kids, and I was a peacekeeper then, and I'm a peacekeeper now. Yeah. And I don't know what to do with that exactly, because I don't leave this room very much, leave the house with all my kids and my own life and stuff like that, the house and so forth. But, you know, I think we need to get out there. And
well, I think you've already got out there with your 8 million downloads on the podcast. Yeah. So I didn't make the ask. Pat yourself a little on the back.
But I'm doing everything I can do. I feel like we all need to rally for peace and do everything that we can do to hug these other human beings who don't feel so good. And when you don't feel good, make sure that you're getting the support you need. And just, you know, the word of the day is compassion. And I think we really need to understand what that means, because that doesn't mean saying things, about somebody who has passed away, who has two little kids and a wife, no matter what or who. But what they are, we're all, I like what you said earlier, we're all one. We're so connected. Yeah. We're so much more connected than we think we are, or that we know we are, or that we be in the ways that we behave. I mean, I just had, and the social media and Zoom and all of these tools we have connect us even more. I just had somebody from my first podcast guest from India on.
Oh.
The other day. And it's like, that's amazing. We get to connect all over the world. Yeah. And
I think
there's a lot of things I could say. I'm a little bit afraid to say that.
No, you don't have to be afraid to share them on this show. We're at a place now where everything counts. We all have a responsibility to speak truth, courage, and wisdom into the world. And, bring it from not a place of arrogance, but a place of humility, a place where, I would say this, if you're one of those people that cheered the death of Charlie Kirk, and that was your reaction, you can make amends. You can go in your heart and ask forgiveness.
See it a different way.
And move on. People make mistakes. We know that. Okay. We don't have to keep making everybody wrong. What we need to do is start looking at ourselves and say, hey, you know what? I'm human. I'm fragile. But you know what? Just like me, those people are putting their clothes on the same thing. Their underwear goes on the same way I do in the morning. They may be different than me in their thinking, but you know what? Why do I need to be violent? Why do I need to attack and put them down and make them wrong and I'm right? You know so little in the universe. All of us do. This universe is vast. It's expansive. You said earlier in the show, Elizabeth, that we continue to learn. Of course we continue to learn. I can learn for the next 50 lifetimes, 100,000 lifetimes. I won't know it all. There's just too much to learn. But when we think we're so right, when we think we have everybody else's answers, that's where everybody gets in trouble.
That's where we're wrong, actually, especially when you think you're the smartest person in the room. Guess what? Yeah. It's not. You're not.
You're not.
And, And I always say, you know, people are can be really well versed on certain topics and so forth, but have so much more to learn in other areas of their lives and so forth. You know, we can be an expert in one thing, but really need to learn a whole lot over here. But I also think that, like you were saying too, you know, just that greater pause for humanity, that pause for peace, that, you know, that just learning that even, I don't know that we're being taught that.
Yeah.
And I think that it's sort of a fundamental of pausing for peace and pausing. I think we've lost the art of debate in a way. Of healthy debate where, you know, you say this, I say this, and we are respectfully agree to disagree, or but we don't hurt each other.
Well, you know what's going on is we got people on the media that are modeling bad behavior constantly.
Well, yeah.
Constantly looking at what somebody says and then making them wrong. Okay. It's not a discussion. It's like, well, they said this. Oh, well, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're this, you know, then they start the name calling. You're this, you're that, you're this, you know, it's like
cocking it out.
I think we're tired of it. I know I am. I have to turn it off. I can only listen a little bit because, you know, by the time they're looking for everything that's wrong, name calling and, you know, basically painting this dark future. It's like, I don't think so. Our future is bright. Our future is beautiful. Our future is greater and greater every day in every way. If you're on with that, you're part of the solution. If you're not on with that, you're probably part of the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that type of thinking too, where, you know, solution it. Think of what you can do in a positive way that promotes peace, because there's all sorts of things that you can do. You know, like you were saying, the neighbor, you know, like pick a shrub you both like, you know, get in the car together, go to the garden store together, pick out something you like and agree to plant it. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you water it. And I got Monday, Wednesday, Friday. There you go. But, you know, so I think sometimes problems can be solved easier than we think. I think we make things way more complicated, way more dramatic, way more everything. We make a mess of things sometimes when sometimes the solutions are there. It's just, I'm not sure that we come to perfect agreement on them.
I would say this, Elizabeth, we get to a place where, you know, through experience or through somebody told us or so through some belief system that we believe that this is the way it is. And if you don't do it this way, then there's something off about you. Okay. Now, you know, I'm talking common sense here. Obviously, you know, I'm not, you know, talking to people on the radical left or the radical right, or, you know, I don't even like using those terms, but there are people that are distorted in their thinking, and some of the masses are not in that place. They're reasonable.
Distorted, right? Is a good word for some of the things that are going on right now. And even things like social media algorithms are distorting the view, because if you look at one thing, then you get a whole lot more of it.
Right.
And it distorts it as the truth and all sorts of things. So there's a lot. There's just a lot going on right there. So when you I think the important thing to tell our listeners and viewers is that when you feel that way, make sure, you know, peace is sort of an inside job. Make sure that when you feel that way, you do that, you know, we're saying that pause and you go do something else. Maybe it's a walk outside. Maybe it's a phone call with a friend. Maybe it's a phone call to a therapist to express how you're feeling. There are so many outlets other than violent behavior to get your message across. Even if you disagree with somebody, there's so many other things that you can do. You know, go ahead and run for office then, you know, Yeah, I was just saying, if you so disagree, I said that to somebody yesterday. I'm like, you should run for office. You are so politically charged about this issue.
Yeah.
You really should. That'd be a great outlet for you. So find those outlets that aren't going to hurt other people. Our name of the game here is not hurting other people to get our point across. Our name of the game here is compassion toward our fellow humans, because we're all connected. We're all one. And this is a really, I never can figure out why. I've said since I was a little kid, I'm like, we're only here in this particular go at it for a little while. Yeah. Why do people want to spend their time fighting and arguing?
Yeah.
I've never understood that since I was itty bitty bitty. I used to say it to my mom, dad all the time. I'm like, I just don't understand it.
Well, like, you know, here's the thing.
Pieces to see and go.
Well, here's the thing, you know, if you're in a relationship and you have somebody that's lying to you, okay? If your spouse is lying to you and you catch him, you feel betrayed, you have that feeling, and it takes a while to rebuild the trust.
Yeah. Right?
We have people in the media that are, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They're unconscious. There are some that, of course, are very conscious and are actually no better.
But
we got people that are, you know, unconscious, let's say, that are lying. They're spewing lies that they've heard. And this goes on social media all the time. Somebody makes up something, then it's passed on, right? And by the time maybe you or me hear it, it's like really distorted, right? But it's so distorted, you go, maybe it's true. And, you know, here's what I've learned. And if you're going to survive and thrive in this coming age, my world is that you have to develop your intuition. I can use that word. You have to spend some time contemplating. You can use your reason, okay? Because if you're just going on what people tell you and you're feeling those emotions, oh, they should do that. I can't believe they get this. Oh, this is wrong. Oh, this is... Then what you're doing is you're shocking your heart every day. Okay, you're shocking your system consistently. And eventually it's going to wear down your system. You're going to have ill health, either mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually.
One way or another, it'll get you. You know what I call that? I call that your personal filtration system, your PFS. I've called it that forever. You need to turn your personal filtration system on. I had to do this, for example, during COVID. It was just too much for me. Being a little bit of the empath that I am, or a lot of bit of the empath that I am, I'm like, I gotta do something else with this type of energy going.
What happened for you? What'd you do?
I turned the news off at night before I went to bed, because otherwise I would like see the news all night in my sleep. Yeah. And I would turn it off intentionally several hours before. I did things like I went to the Home Depot parking lot, where we have a field over by the Home Depot for some reason that is filled with red-winged blackbirds.
Yeah.
And I got my camera out and I photographed red-winged blackbirds for months. Little things.
Yeah.
And so instead of getting sucked into all the drama, make sure you turn that filtration system on and keep your values, your calmness, know how to bring yourself back to your center. And I think that's one of the things that people don't know. We go here and we go here, and that's not political. I don't mean it in that gesture.
And by the way, let me say this. We don't need a COVID to do that.
No.
Yeah, that's it. During COVID, I mean, you know, some people built houses, some people built patios, some people built gardens, some people, like me, me and my wife, we decided, all right, you know, we went down to the beach in San Diego, they're all wearing masks, and we couldn't stand still and went, this is insane. Let's get in the car, let's travel. So we went and traveled to national parks, right? We had a blast. Nobody was there. It was the most amazing experience we've ever had.
We did something similar, too. That's funny, in the world. That's good.
But we did something that we wanted to do and bring in into our world. We wanted to bring peace because we saw the chaos that was going on. And, you know, early on, you know, what happens to me as a intuitive and an empath, you know, probably happened to you. We saw behind the mass media what was going on. We saw it real quickly. And we're like, okay, I got to go do the other things.
I'll tell you something that I've never really told too many people before, that my husband, Katie, and my mom really. And that's that before COVID was a thing, for the whole year before it, I kept saying to my husband, I'm seeing things in my dreams. Something seriously is about to happen. I can't pinpoint what it is,
yeah.
But I'm seeing people like just fall over, like almost zombie-like. I'm like, I'm seeing just terrible death, terrible things. And I kept saying, I couldn't pinpoint what it was, though. I kept saying to it, but it was keeping me up at night. And then COVID came along. I'm like,
it was amazing. It was mass hysteria on many levels. And, you know, a lot of people got paid for doing bad things. And, you know, it was a learning experience for a lot of folks. I got a feeling, I don't know if they'll try that one again, but if they do, I think a lot of people will just say no. I think a lot of people's already gone, I'm just saying no to this next whatever this happens. And, you know, we'll see.
We wound up, a part of the success guidebook is that we, you know, we were like, okay, well, what are we going to do? And we had both, we live in Maine, and we had both.
Put that up so my audience can see the success guidebook. Yes.
Success guidebook.
Yeah.
Hold it up. Fingernails.
There you go.
There it is. It's Visualize, Actualize, and Amplify You. And this is a cool book because the Savannah Bananas are in it, and a whole bunch of people in this book.
The Savannah Bananas are the ones that have redone baseball, right?
Yeah, they've totally redone baseball. Jesse Cole is in here. And some of the Savannah Bananas are in the Peace Guidebook too, the new one. So really cool. But what we decided after we both fell on the ice and COVID happened and all these things, that we were going to get in the car and live our winters in South Carolina, where our son had played baseball, and we kind of knew. And so we're in the same condos where our son played baseball. It was like a 10 to 18 year old. So we didn't stray very far. But so we go down, and we've been going down every year for the past 5 years. This will be our sixth year. Nice. Down in Myrtle Beach for pretty much the whole winter. But the book, the success guidebook, isn't like, oh yeah, look at me, I'm on vacation, you know, and I'm this and I'm that, and I'm so successful. Really what it's about is that moment where you don't feel successful and you don't feel good, and you need to kind of figure out, well, what am I doing here? Am I going to fall on the ice and let that be what defines me? Am I going to quit my job? Am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? Like in Jesse Cole's case, for example, with the Savannah Bananas, he was like on cookie crumbs and debit, had gone overdrawn in his bank account, and he surrounded himself with people who believed in his dream and vision. And look at him now. I mean, he is global, all over, everywhere. And he has an approach that I love. It's called Vans First. It lines right up with me, with humanity first. So like when, you know, you're asking like, well, what can we do to have peace? It starts in the grocery stores. It starts on the roads. It starts by every single human being that you encounter. Encounter them like what my dad said, grace, dignity, humility, humanity, peace, collaboration, kindness, you know, pick your word, but encounter people like that. Hold the door open, reach up on the shelf to get somebody what they can't reach. Let people go in line first. Don't honk at people unless you're, you know, on your way desperately to the emergency room and need somebody to get out of your way, or you're a doctor saving somebody's life, or whatever it is. But, you know, all of those little things, those little interactions are what adds up.
That's a great stopping place. We're actually out of time, Elizabeth, so I got to go here. But I guess my final thought would be, instead of flipping them off, bless them. Bless them. I mean, by the way, that's a habit. Okay, you can grow that habit. Elizabeth, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for being here today. And again, the three books, the Change Guidebook, the Success Guidebook, and the Peace Guidebook, you can get on Amazon. You can get the Peace Guidebook right now. You can pre-order, and I hope you will. It's worth your time to bring peace into your life and peace into your community and peace into this world. We really need it now. I hope you'll do that. Elizabeth, again, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And thank all of you for joining us today at the Heal It Show. Until next time, you know, you can heal just about anything if you get on the journey. And I hope you'll get on the journey and make your life better and better. Take care.